Text 21 Dhritarashtra quits home. Rajara Sarvata Surta Putraha Hataste Digatam Vayaham Atma Chajaraya Grahastha Prageham Upasase.
reading this, I was thinking, you know, how should we understand this? What is the message here? On one side is Vidur, a pure devotee. Vidur, in his previous life, was Yamraj. Yamraj is one of the Mahajans. A Mahajan is one who has full understanding of the knowledge. So on one side is pure devotee of Krishna, Vidur. And the other side is Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra is blind, not only physically, but spiritually as well. So unfortunate. And I was thinking, how should we understand this? To understand this, you have to take one of the sides. Which side you belong to? You compare yourself. Are you more like Vidur? Or are you more like Dhritarashtra? And I was looking at, as I was looking more and more in this, then I realized my situation is more of Dhritarashtra than that of Vidur. What is Dhritarashtra's condition? He is blind. Yet he was so fortunately placed. How was he fortunate? He had association of Krishna. He had association of his pure devotees. Bhishmadev was there, Vidur was there, the five Pandavas there. Even Krishna himself came there. Yet he could not see that. And what's the main reason? What is our main reason that we cannot see pure devotees? Envy. That's the biggest. That's the worst thing one can have. Envy. So somehow or the other we have to get rid of this. What does envy mean? Envy means that what you don't have, or what somebody else has, you want that, or you are jealous that why does he have it or you don't have it. And we time. We think about the devotees even, you know. Their devotee is doing so much service, you know. I wish I could do it, you know. I hope he falls down, you know. So I get a chance. I hope he gets sick so he doesn't come so I can go and do that. It is true. It is sad, but if you really look at it, it is true. So you have to get out of this mentality. The best way to do is try to practice this. You know, this is very simple. If you do this, this is a special month. This is the month of Kartik. You try to do this. You know, every time you look at person, regardless of who that person is, try to find one good quality of in him. And if possible, go and tell him that quality. Tell him one good quality, one thing he does. Could be very simple. Thank you for coming to the temple. Thank you for coming to the class. Because not everybody comes to the class, right? There are more than 3 million people in Melbourne. How many of them are here? How many of them actually understand what's the significance of this month? Anybody who comes here, thanks for taking prasadam. Thank you for stealing prasadam. Because Krishna is no different from prasadam. So if you can steal Krishna, why not? Thank you for chanting. Thank you for saying Hare Krishna. Thank you for smiling. This is something very practical. And if you start looking at good things, then eventually, slowly and slowly, you're going to stop looking at all the bad things. Make sense? I'm mostly preaching to myself, you know. I'm sorry I'm including all of you. And the more and more you look at it, you know, this particular passage, you know, Your father has died, you know, brother has died. We have lost so many people in our life, you know. But what do you think? We're going to live for ever. Well, you are right. In a way, you are right. Because the jiva never dies. We change our body. That's our constitutional position. That's why we feel like that. That we'll never die. That is true understanding. So how to become envious? There's two verses that I usually try to concentrate on mostly. And whatever I try to understand, I try to understand through these two verses. One of the verses is for myself. And we chant this every day. What's the third verse of Sister Astakam? Srina Adapi Suni Sena, Karo Api Sai Suna, Amani Amani Dena, Kirtanya Sada Hari. What does that mean? What does that verse really mean? What does Srina Adapi Suni Sena mean? Be humble as a blade of grass. What does that mean? If you walk on the grass, does it complain? Does it? You spit on it, does it complain? You cut it, does it complain? You do anything to it, does it complain? That's what our simple situation should be. Shouldn't get angry. Should become that humble. When bad happens to us, it is not because of that person who did it to us, it is because of us. There's only one person responsible for everything that happens to you. And who is that?
Me.
Me. So it doesn't matter what happens to you, you are responsible for it. Because of your past action, because of your karma. We did not get prasadam, there was nothing left, it was your fault. You should not get angry at anyone. If something bad happens to you, somebody hits you, it's not their fault, it's your fault, because you must have hit him in your previous life. So if you take full responsibility for everything that happens to you, then you'll never be upset with anybody. If you don't have something, whose fault is it? Whose fault it is? Mine. If you get something, then it's not mine, it's Krishna gave it to you. If we suffer because it's because of us, if something good happens, it could be mercy of Krishna or of his devotees. Krishna is very merciful. If we simply pray to him, please Krishna, I want to surrender unto you, he'll accept you. When Lord Ramchandra went to Lanka and they were fighting, and on all the monkeys were there who were actually supporting Lord Ramchandra. On the other side was Vibhishan. Who is Vibhishan? Younger brother of Ravana, right? And Vibhishan then came and surrendered to Lord Ramchandra, and he said, but most of these monkeys who were a bit like, oh, we should be careful, you know, they did not trust Vibhishan. And Lord Ramchandra says, if somebody, even for once, surrenders unto me, I accept him. Just for once. And then he gives you the intelligence. Trinadapi sunisena, taropi sunisena. So we should be tolerant like a tree. What's the quality of a tree? It just gives. You cut his tree, cut his branches, does it complain? No. It gives you shade. It's just giving, right? Gives you fruits, give you dry wood, give you its leaves. saves you from the rain, saves you from the sun, helps you build your house. It just gives. Does it ever ask for anything? Even if you cut his branches, does he ask for anything? These are the qualities we have to develop. Every day we say, Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki
Jai.
What was the quality of Haridas Thakur? How many towns he was beaten into? Was it 21? 21 towns. Did he complain to anybody? And in the end he said, Krishna, please forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. That's tolerance. That is tolerance. We have these great acharyas, we have got great books, scriptures. We read these. It's just not story. You read a verse and try to understand what that particular verse teaches you. Where do you fit in the situation? Every verse has so much significance in there. Don't say I've read the whole Bhagavatam. If you understand one verse, you can go back to Kodai. And the third quality is that you should not you should respect everyone. Now how do you do this? What is the difference between me or you and an ant? What's the difference? Just the body. On one level, what is saying? We are all jivas. So if you understand this, you are a jiva, you are a jiva, everyone here is a jiva, then there's no difference, right? Then you respect everyone. And all jivas are part and parcel of. If you don't respect a jiva, then you are disrespecting Krishna. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you should respect everyone. You should respect everything because everything comes from Krishna. You do not deserve any respect. That's the fourth thing. So how? When do you feel you don't deserve any respect? When you see yourself as the lowest of all. If you see you are better than somebody else, then you want their respect. If you see you are not as good as the other person, then you don't want or don't think that you deserve respect. What is our good quality? In this world, in this material world, for millions and millions of lifetimes. Don't laugh at somebody who's in the street doing something nonsense, you know. We have done that all before. We are very fortunate because of Srila Prabhupada, of Gaur Nikaya, that we are born in this particular time. Our situation is that similar to like Dhritarashtra. He had everything there. He had pure devotees around him. He was born in a great dynasty in which Lord Ramchandra himself appeared. He has the Pandavas there. Krishna visited his palace. But if he doesn't take advantage of it, then what happens? He loses everything. Look at his situation. Everyone that was dear to him had died. He was living with the people who he tried to kill them himself. He was living with the people who killed all their children. You see what the situation is? This is how attached we get to our body, that we want to live forever. So first you have to understand what your situation is. You have to become humble as a blade as grass. You should be tolerant. You know, Accept this, whatever bad or good is happening is because of your own self. It's not because of anybody else, even though it may look like that. We are 100% responsible for what happens to us. We have got a choice, we can go back out of this world, go back to Krishna, or we can stay here and suffer. It's your choice. It's not anybody else. Nobody is keeping you here. And the other base is Annavila Sunyam Gyan Karmadi Anubhuta Anukulanam Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Uttama. Where do you find this base? This is the main base. This is the main base of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So it has two parts of it, two lakshanas. One is the primary and the second one is the secondary. The first two lan, Anavilas Sunyam Gyan Karmadi Anavrita, is the secondary. And Anukulanam Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Uttama. So when you Bhakti Uttama, it's actually telling what is bhakti, what is uttam bhakti, pure devotion. And in pure devotion, you'll have to actually understand there is no impurities there, it's pure. So it has two qualities. Anukulanam, what does anukulanam mean?
Favorable.
Anusilanam, continuous. So what you have to do is you have to serve Krishna that is favorable to him. You should serve Krishna in a way that is with the right intention. The intention should be to please Krishna. It does not mean, intention to please Krishna does not mean that it is pleasing to Krishna. Does it make sense? No. Does it? No. When you say something is pleasing to Krishna, it is not same as our intention to please Krishna. Now I'll give you an example what basically it is. When Krishna went to Mathura, he had to fight with these rustlers, right? Before he killed Kamsa. Now Krishna is a Kshatriya. Vasudeva Krishna is a Kshatriya. So he likes to fight, right? The Viraras. So when he was fighting with these demons or whatever he all these wrestlers, they were beating on his body and he was getting this pleasure out of it. So it was pleasing to Krishna. Right? But is that bhakti? It was not bhakti because the intention of the wrestlers was not to please Krishna. Does that make sense? So you should do something which is favorable, with the favorable intention. So it does not mean that it is pleasing to Krishna, just like when he was fighting with them, but the intention was not right. Now look at it on the other side. This is a special month. We offer lamb every two, day two. Which name of the Lord?
Damodar.
Now what does Damodar mean? One who's tied by the belly. Now who tied him? So when since I'm let's talk about that past time, it's early days in the month. So what basically happened is Krishna used to steal makhan. Every day he goes and steals makhan, you know. And then all the Brajvasis, all the ladies come and complain to Yashoda Maya that Krishna steals makhan. Now complaining about Krishna is not really good, right? But the intention was right. The intention was of the elderly gopis was that because Krishna comes and steals all these things, we see all these pastimes and we get so much joy out of it, but Yashoda Maya misses out, you know. So let's go and tell her what actually Krishna does. So that she can also get some of the, you know, pastimes understand. So that was the intention. It was not an intention to go to complain. Because all the Brajvasis loved Krishna so much that they would do anything. Anything Krishna did was pleasing to them. But they went and complained to Mother Yashoda. saying so that she also gets some of the nectar. So that was the intention. See, we're still on the same topic, right? The intention was right, even though the act might not look like it was right. So, Yashoda Maya thinks, you know, I got so many nice cows, you know. Looks like all these Mata Jesu chain the butter, they don't do it right, you know. So let me do it myself, right? So, Nanda Maharaj has how many cows? 900,000 cows. That's the number they say, because they count, it's very hard to count, right? So they have different grades of cows, and they get different grades of milk. So they cows that, on the lower end, they milk these cows and give the milk to the cows on the... They give the milk to the cows which are better, right? And they keep doing that until they get these cows which are actually looked by Mother Yashoda, which eat the best grasses, they drink the best milk, so that they can give the best milk. Right? So Yashoda Maya got the milk, got all the servants to get engaged into something else, and she started churning the milk. Now as she was churning, what was she doing?
Singing
about Krishna, singing about the pastimes of the Krishna. Right? So as she was doing like this, now what do you have here? Bangles. Now in the spiritual world, there's nothing like metta, just like our bangles here and all those things, they're dead. In the spiritual world, everything is life. Everything is chinta. So these bangles were also making proper sound to go with the singing. Right? So they were not like just going, but they were just like paisam playing kartal, mridanga and everything. Right? And they were so fortunate, they were going as Mother Yashoda was chanting. Right. The earrings, they were so grateful to Mother Yashoda, and they were saying, you know, how fortunate are we that we are associated with a person who is such a pure devotee. So they are also swinging, jingling, you know, making those signs. And the flowers that was on Yashoda Maya's head, they were saying, you know, how fortunate are we, but we don't deserve to be on the head of the such a pure devotee. So they were falling down at the feet of Yashoda Maya. So the flowers were falling, getting off, falling at the feet of Yashoda Maya. And Yashoda Maya was singing and chanting very nicely. And then in this time, what was Krishna doing? He was sleeping. And when kids are small, as soon as they get up, what they want? Milk. So Krishna got up, looked around and said, okay, let's go and get milk. So when he went there, he saw Yashoda Maya was so engaged and she was so much into what she was doing that she did not even notice Krishna. And then Krishna slowly put his feet on the pot and then climbed into Mother Yashoda's lap. So as soon as she climbed into Mother Yashoda's lap, she left everything and then started feeding Krishna. So there was a competition going on here. The competition was drinking of the milk and providing of the milk. So as soon as Krishna got onto Mother Yashoda's lap, she stopped doing whatever she was and started feeding. So here Mother Yashoda was providing more and more milk and Krishna was drinking more and more. So there was like, you know, because in the spiritual world everything is, you know, you just, whatever you want, you get it. And then in the meantime, there was a pot of milk on the stove. Now this milk is also, is chinta. And this milk was watching what Krishna was doing. And what was Krishna doing? Drinking the milk. And this milk is thinking, I'm on the stove, there's so much heat here, I'm burning myself, right? And then Krishna won't drink me. He said, what's the point of having a life like this? I might as well commit suicide. So what he tried to do? Overflow. You know, when you boil milk, it starts overflowing. So he said, I might as well commit my suicide, jump in the flame, you know. So it was trying to overflow, go into the milk. And then what happened then? Yashoda Maya saw the milk overflowing. So she quickly put Krishna down and ran to the milk. And when the milk saw that Yashoda Maya was coming, he became so ashamed that he has actually disrupted Mother Yashoda's service to Krishna that he automatically went down. Now you see, Yashoda Maya did something that upset Krishna, right? Krishna was drinking milk, Yashoda Maya put him on the floor. That was not good, right? But what was Mother Yashoda's intention? That I should save the milk that Krishna gonna drink later on. So even the act may sound or look like it's not favorable, but the intention was to actually please Krishna. That's devotional service. So in one place Krishna was getting the pleasure, and it's not devotion because the intention wasn't right, that was with the restless. Here the act was didn't look like it was not pleasing to Krishna, but the intention was to please Krishna, and that's devotional service. So when you do something do with the intention to please Krishna. Now what does Krishna, who is Krishna? Krishna is just one person? Supposed to be one person. What about his expansions? Vishnu, Narayan, should we save him as well? Save them as well? Yes, no problem, let's. Yes? Because they are all his expansion, right? What about the jivas? Aren't they also part of Krishna? What about his dham? What about his name? Where do we stop? So if you really look at it, if you look at it with this vision that every one of us belong to Krishna and we should save him with that intention, with that mood, then whatever you do is devotional service. Does that make sense? But we have to get to that level. We have to have this understanding. Sambandha Gyan. What does the Sambandha Gyan mean? It's a relationship, right? What is our relationship with Krishna? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God and we are His servant. Jivara Sarup Hoy Nitya Krishna Das. We are eternally servant of Krishna. That's our constitutional position. That's our Sambandha. And all of us are doing the same thing. Those who have children, they would understand when I say this, you know. What is the best way to please a parent? Not by saving them, by saving, helping their children. If you have children, you know somebody does something for you, yeah, that's good, but if somebody does something to somebody whom you love, then you have more respect to them. And Krishna is saying, this is why they say service to devotees is greater than service to Krishna. So this month is a very special month. The significance of month is this month is this month belongs to who? Who? Radharani. What does Radharani mean? She is the greatest devotee. And Mahabhava Sarup Tum Krishna Priyasi Pariyasi Prema Bhakti Pratidevi Radhika Tum Namami Aham. She is the Mahabhava of all the topmost place of potency of Krishna. Nobody else can please Krishna as much as Radharani does. And this is the month where you can, by doing service to the devotees, service to the Krishna, you know, you can actually get pure devotion. This is just like, you know, during Christmas time you have specials, you know, sale. This is the month of sale where you can get pure devotion. And what is the best way to make advancement in this particular age, at this particular time? Chant. So chant, try to chant better rounds, try to chant more rounds. If you haven't started chanting, start chanting. Because Krishna is known different from His name. Naam Namakari Bahudha Nishab Sakti. Krishna has hundreds of... He has put everything in His name. In this age, the incarnation of Krishna is His name. And save His devotees. Do something nice, you know. Do something that's going to please Krishna. Do it with the right intention, you know. Try to come to the temple, offer... You know, you're coming to the temple and offer lamps. That's not all, you know. Don't come with that intention. Come and do some service. Save one devotee, you know. Save them prasadam, you know. Take some prasadam and give it to somebody who hasn't had prasadam before. Do some book distribution. Give Krishna to them. Krishna is not different from His books. It's His literally incarnation, you know. This is the month, our movement, this particular movement, Prabhupada's movement, is not for ourselves. It's not to be selfish. This is a movement to give. If Prabhupada was selfish, he would have stayed in Vrindavan, he was a pure devotee and he would have gone back to Godhead. He left everything, he gave up everything and he came to give us everything. So when you become part of this particular movement, it's a movement where we give. And when we give, we get. But don't worry about getting. Just give. And then when the right time gonna come, then Krishna will give you everything. Don't be like Dhritarashtra. Don't think you're gonna live forever. People are getting white hair, eyesight problem. People wear glasses. These are all indications, you know. These are messages from Krishna that time is running out. People lose hair. Slowly and slowly we are all dying day by day. But the greatness of this particular body is that in this particular body we can actually realize who we are, who Krishna is, and actually end this cycle. We've been here for millions and millions of lifetimes. We have actually been through every scenario that is possible. Give this life to Krishna. It's a very easy process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful. Do you think we are qualified to be here? Some of you are. Some of you have done something great in your previous life that you have been given this opportunity. But most of us now, it's total mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Guru and Gauranga basically. So don't waste this opportunity. ...364 days. You know that, what's the length of Brahma's one day? Is it 3.2 million? Something like that. That's the length of Brahma's day. And then and during that time, there's so many incarnations, right? And this continues for 364 days, which is trillions of years. But only one day in Brahma's life that Krishna appears. And soon after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears. This is the only time where you get an opportunity to go to Golok Vrindavan. Because on all the other time, they are only mostly generally worshipping Narayan. So there you go to Vaikuntha Dham. Is there a difference between Vaikuntha Dham and Krishna land? Yes, there is. In Vaikuntha Dham, all of us know that Krishna, Narayan is God. So there is awe and reverence. There is a fear there. You know their position. When in Golok Vrindavan, nobody knows Krishna is God. And Krishna, by the potency of Yogmaya, he even forgets he is God. Because after this, when Krishna broke the pot, right? And he ran away and when he saw Yashoda Maiya taking the stick. Kunti Devi says, I think we've already gone through this. You know, she says, I was even confused whether you were really God or not. Because once Kunti Devi went there, and this is when happened this, the mother Leela happened. So she was there, and she saw that Yashoda Maiya had the stick in his hand, and Krishna was running, and Krishna was scared, his tears were coming, and it was not fake. It was real fear. Because Krishna has forgotten he had been, he is God. And when he saw the stick in Mother Yashoda's hand, he was scared. And Kunti Devi says, you know, I know you are God. How can you be scared of a small stick, you know? Because there Krishna forgets who he is. Another about Krishna in Vaikuntha Dham, everybody worships and serves Lakshmi Narayan. In Golok Vrindavan, Krishna serves everybody. He puts the shoes on his head to take it to Nanda Maharaj. You know, he milks the cows. He makes garland for the gopis. This is what we have got. And we don't know when we're going to get another opportunity. Anyo, don't live the life of Dhritarashtra. His situation and our situation is same. You can either be like Vidur, where he took the opportunity of the association of Krishna and the devotees, or he can be Dhritarashtra, like Dhritarashtra, and waste your life. This is the lesson we learn from this. Comments? Any questions? Anything? Any Atma Prabhu, you want to add anything? Mm-hmm. Many more qualified people do. Yes, Prabhu.
I'm good class, Prabhu, but one thing I'm not happy with that. Still, we have enough problems stealing from Mahaprasad from the teacher. So, it's a struggle to get Mahaprasad from getting on space on Sunday. There's nobody that generally does that. So, probably that's encouraging for such people. So, I wouldn't encourage that.
Prabhu, you're going to get whatever you deserve. If you don't get it, it's not anybody else's fault. Krishna steals. They say stealing prasad is not an offense. The Krishna's prasadam we should actually. Krishna's prasadam is very special. Prasadam means mercy. See, when this is one of the things we think. When we talk about prasadam, people think that I eat both. People think that whatever is offered to Krishna. Prasadam is that anything that is offered to Krishna. Flower garlands, you know, anything. That's all prasadam. That's all mercy of Krishna. There's nothing wrong. I'm not telling you to steal prasadam, but there's nothing wrong in stealing prasadam. Am I right or wrong?
taking up space, but taking the space in the market.
They're gonna get whatever they deserve. You have a very nice quality, you know. You are very compassionate, you are thinking about others, you know. But everyone is not like that. But even if you steal, it's not wrong. Prasadam, Krishna's prasadam is not different from Krishna. So why not steal? If you have to steal something, why don't you steal Krishna? And let Krishna steal your heart. Don't worry, this is why Krishna sent you to this particular temple, you know. There's never shortage of temple prasadam here. And what you do is, you know, if you want to make sure that everybody gets lots of prasadam, do everything possible to build, help us build this new kitchen, you know. With the new kitchen, we'll have more prasadam here. Yes, bro.
Devotee stores flowers from the gardens of so many devotees. Prabhupada didn't say anything.
Once my Guru Maharaj was taking prasadam and they were all sitting down, you know, and you'll see they serve it with a lot of devotees, you know. They keep the best for the last. You know, so if they've got nice gulabs or something, they keep it, that they'll have everything in the end, and in the end they're gonna have that particular prasadam. Right? Have you seen that, right? So my Guru Maharaj was sitting there. And then he had this rasgulla, you know. So he had it on his plate, and that was the last thing. And then somebody grabbed from his plate and put it in his mouth, you know. And Prabhupada is sitting there, they're all taking, this is early days, he's taking prasadam there, they're all lined up. And then my Guru Maharaj got really angry because that was the main thing. And he's grabbed his hand and he's trying to fight it over, you know. And Prabhupada saying, hey, what's going on there, you know. And Gurudev says that, oh, he stole my prasadam. Gurudev said, good for him, you know. Because he said, you know, prasadam is very, you know, you get mercy from the other devotees, you know. So this is special mercy of Srila Prabhupada. This is why Prabhupada had said that noble should go hungry in the 10-mile radius of the temple, you know. And if one place we are able to do this anywhere in the world is Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir. This is the special. This is why we have so many nice devotees, you know. There's Bhagavatam class everywhere going on. There's nice deities worship everywhere going on. And one of the greatness about this temple is prasad distribution, you know. Either you steal it or you get it in whatever way, you know, as long as you get prasadam. We have all stolen prasadam, right? Haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. When Maharaj has a plate, you know, he finishes, we try to grab something off his plate, you know, don't we? Prasadam is good. There's, you can change and go back to Godhead. You can do kirtan, you know, just like if you are in Mayapur, the greatness about Mayapur is just by chanting you go back to Godhead. If you are in Braj, you can just roll on the dust and go back to Godhead. That's the potency of the Braj. Why is the potency of Braj, Raj is so high? Because Krishna never wore his shoes there, you know. So his footprints are all over there. All the devotees, pure devotees walk there. So the potency of the dust of Vrindavan is so high that by rubbing on yourself you can go back to Godhead. Yeah. And there's a lot of other places, you know. One other thing you can go is, if you don't do anything, just take prasadam, you can go back to Godhead. Just by taking prasadam you can go back to Godhead. This Bhagavatam, all these scriptures I was reading, and Srila Prabhupada said that, you know, the purpose of all these scriptures is so that we can chant nicely. So the goal is to chant. If you just chant nicely, and even if you don't read anything, you're going to understand Krishna. So this is a special month. If you want to make, you know, there's two ways of going back to Godhead, you know. You can, just like if you are, if you want to go up 100-story building up, you know, you can either take the stairs or you can take the lift. Lift is much quicker, less effort, you know. And that's this month, just chant, you know. You make so much advancement. You save some devotees. Do at least save one devotee every day. Just one, you know. How do you save? Now when I say save, you people start thinking, oh, I'll have to go and cook some nice prasadam and giving it to them. No, just chant Hare Krishna, you know. You've given Krishna to somebody. They've heard the Krishna's name. Be a madman, you know. Walk in the city chanting Hare Krishna at the top of your voice, and everybody might look at you, you know. Put your tilak nicely, you know. Because seeing that is Krishna, that's a distribute books, you know. Wear Krishna clothes, you know. Chant in the street, you know. See, so many people who look at a chanting bag in you chant, you know. When you go to shopping, you go to Kohl's, you go anywhere, go in your Vaishnava clothes. People look at you. You're helping them. They think about you. You just say good morning to somebody and they smile at you. They have made a spiritual advancement. It's not hard. You just have to take the goodness. One day Prabhupada was walking and somebody said good morning, and Prabhupada said, see, he made advancement. He had wished some good stuff on a pure devotee. And the best way to help everybody is to become pure yourself. Because then, you know, by your association, others will make advancement. Any questions? Thik. Grantrasimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shikonitai ki jai. Shishirala Balava ki jai. Jagannath Baldev Sukadamai ki jai. Gaur Premanandi.